Wives, Women in STEM, Episode 6. This podcast is a part of a collaboration with Petronas University of Technology and Yayasan UDT.
Assalamualaikum and a very good day. My name is Haris.
My name is Alpha.
Hi, I'm Zulaika.
And my name is Farah.
And we are back again for the final episode of Wives.
So on today's episode, we are going to look back at a few memorable moments from the podcast.
And that is not all. Later, we are going to have 5 special guests with us. So 3 of them are winners of our creative writing competition and 2 of them are form representatives. We are going to interview them and ask their opinions on women in STEM.
Before we proceed with the interview, let's have a short recap on the past 5 episodes of Wives. I remember during the engineering episode, our speaker, Lim Chia Wei, shared her experience being a female engineer in the petroleum engineering industry.
Or during the math episode, where Dr. Wan Ainun discusses the various branches of math.
Yes, and during the science episode, when Dr. Lee So-im showed us her very prestigious award.
And I remember how nice and sweet Honey was during the technology episode.
Alright, so I guess that's enough for the intro and recap. Let's go ahead with the interview. Let's go.
Hello and a very good afternoon to our young listeners. Today is a very special episode as we have 4 special guests from Tunku Kursha College and also our WISE committee members as our audience joining us. On today's episode, we are going to discuss with our guests about women in STEM, and later we are going to have a short Q&A session. Now, Alpha, who are our guests?
Alright, so today we have a very special guest with us from Tunku Kursha College. Firstly, we have a Form 3 representative, Melissa. And we also have a Form 2 representative, she just joined. And we also have our 3 winners of the creative writing competition, which is Maria, Norhizrin, and Dania. Welcome to the WISE podcast, girls. How is everyone?
Hi! Woo! How is everyone? Are you doing okay?
How are you?
We really appreciate you guys joining us, even though you guys are, you know, kind of unsupervised without any teachers. That really takes a lot of courage and bravery, which I don't think I had when I was in high school.
Yeah,
so you guys are doing okay.
Alright, so we also have with us today our project director himself, Akimullah Bahri. Would you like to say a few words, Aki? Okay, there you go.
Hi, hello. So you guys can hear me, right? I'm the project director. My name is Akimullah Bahri. I've been having a lot of fun while doing this project, so it definitely brings out some value. I've seen some of you guys' participation. It really goes way beyond my expectation. So yeah, you guys did great, and thank you for your participation. And I think the Malaysian stamps is in good hand at the moment. Yeah, you guys did really well, and I'm really proud of you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Aki.
Alright, so we're so delighted to have all of you on the podcast today. So I'm sure our audience wants to know who are our competition winners. So let's start with some introductions. Let's start with Christina. Christina, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
My name is Christina. I am 14 years old and I'm from Melaka.
I'm from Melaka.
Farah is from Melaka too.
Yeah, we're getting. All right.
And Dania, can we have some words from you?
My name is Norhizrin Dania Rajafi. I'm 14 and I'm from Pulau Pinang.
Okay.
And lastly, Maria.
Assalamualaikum and a very good afternoon. I'm here to introduce. And all the listeners out there, my name is Maria Zahidah Alia Zamzuri, and I'm a first former at Tunku Kursha College, and I'm from Shah Alam Selangor.
We have someone from Shalab too.
Bebo.
So nice to meet all of you. Just to remind our listeners again, these are the winners that won our essay writing competition that ended a few days ago with the topic of women in STEM. Congratulations. I know how proud you guys must feel, and you know, you guys get to dapat hadiah juga kan.
Yeah, you guys got a lot.
What was your reaction when you knew that you won?
I was surprised at first because I wasn't expecting that, because I'm actually bad at writing. I don't know why I was so
surprised. You're surprised.
Yeah.
What about Maria and Christina? Were you guys surprised too?
Yes, I was really encouraged to join, but my best friend didn't just join it. So this is my first competition ever. So I was very nervous and I wrote the essay very last minute, but I'm just very thankful.
Maria, can I just say, even though it's last minute,
yeah,
it's like, you did a very good
job on your essay. It was amazing.
I was very shocked. I wasn't expecting anything.
I was actually the one who was tasked to read your essay, and I was kind of like, wow. Hebat gila sih. Alright then we'll move on. We'll be moving on to the introduction of
our representatives,
which is Melissa and...
Alright.
Can you guys introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Sophia Melissa Aini Sabwa. And you guys can call me Melissa. And I'm 15 years old, and I'm from College of Malaysia, and I'm from Melaka.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, dua orang dah. Two people already.
Alright, and the person next to you, Melissa?
My name is Tia Kaisar Razam Shai, they call me Tisha. I am from Tisha College, and I'm from Selangor.
Tisha, nice to meet you, Tisha.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, so that sounds great. Before that, I just want to thank you guys again for joining us today, because I understand the Wi-Fi there, how bad it can be sometimes. But yeah, your presence here is really much appreciated. So just to inform everyone, the topic of discussion for our meeting today is the continuity of women in STEM. So since we have three future girls who might want to pursue STEM in their career later, we don't know, we think it is best to get their point of views from the topic. So to the girls, don't worry, these questions aren't like as hardcore as you think, it's just really your point of view of the continuity of STEM. So my first question is, for all five of you, do you plan to pursue STEM after finishing SPM, and why? So maybe we can start with Christina.
Yes, I actually plan to take psychology when I enter university later.
That's an interesting branch of science.
You wanna tell why? Like, are you inspired by someone, or like, are you really into psychology?
Well, I've known some people close to me who are actually very. They don't trust people easily, so I want people to trust me to tell them their problems, and I want to help them in every way I can.
That's a very noble job. Like, that's then can we have Daniel?
Yes, I would like to further my studies in STEM as I love science very, very much. I want to be some
zoologists. Wow. Ooh. The animal.
Yeah.
What about Maria?
For me, I do plan to pursue a career in STEM. I wanted to become a forensic scientist when I grew up.
Ah. Ooh. Were you like inspired by shows or like
by
shows?
Can you tell us your favorite crime show, you know, with forensic and all?
I love CSI.
New York or Miami?
Miami.
Oh, nice. We're in the same page.
I watch most of the series, but I like Miami.
Cool, cool.
Then Melissa?
I think when you continue like positive STEM, is I want to be a neuroscientist. Wow. This one time, I watched a video in YouTube on YouTube, and they talk about science, and I would like to know more about our nervous system and what actually our body has done,
Isha?
Yes, I do want to do this. After I came out, medicine, but I'm not sure what I want to do.
Oh,
it's okay. You still have time.
Yeah. Can I just add something? I think that is great that you guys want to pursue STEM, since even TKC is like during your form 4, the only stream that you can take is just science, right?
Yes.
So I think that's you. I think you guys are on the right track now. So that's good. Okay.
Wait, I think we forgot some intro, like. Introduction of what we're studying. Can we begin with Zoom?
Oh yeah, sure. Okay. Hi. I am currently taking computer science.
Zoom is studying her degree in computer science while I'm doing information technology.
I'm also doing information technology.
I'm also doing information technology.
So we're the tech side of STEM.
Yeah. All of us are doing technology technically.
Yeah. I wanted to become an astrophysicist, but like, no. I think I'm just going to stick to computer science. Yeah.
I think it's, I just want to say, you guys, that it's okay if you change your, pendapat on what you want to become. You guys are still early, it's okay to change your mind.
Yeah.
So early.
What matters is like the... 14. The two is from yours, like it's your what you want to do in the end.
Right. Should we proceed to talk about their essays?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
So, I'm going to start off with Maria, since she has the best essay out there.
Yeah.
All right. So, Maria, you did mention in your essay, we shouldn't be scared to pursue our passion in STEM. If men can do it, why can't women do it? Right, that's a good quote. So, my question is, in your opinion, would you stop gender equality in STEM when you grow up later on?
Yes, definitely. To me, gender inequality is very problematic and should be considered not just by women, but by all of us, because you see, women and men need each other. There's no such thing such as men is better or women is better. However, in STEM, the mindset of our society is that men is more suitable in STEM. As in, I want to be a scientist. Hey, that's a very hard field. My brother want to be an engineer. Ah, that's good. Since he's a man. However, that is very wrong, because women and men, I think there's no like a big like a starting point. Oh, engineering, men can, women can. There's no such thing, and it's very inaccurate. And we must stop gender inequality.
Wow. Okay. I like how you think, the teacher. That's good. That's a good answer.
Uh-huh. All right. So moving on. okay. Let's talk to Norhizrin Danya. We want to ask, so in your essay, you said that we can see from an early age where boys are given Legos and cars and they are encouraged to build things. On the other hand, girls are given Barbie dolls where they are encouraged to take care of others, right? So we want to know, in your opinion, do you think if girls are exposed more to STEM earlier in their age, that it would have an influence to how they grow up with STEM?
Yes, definitely would.
This early exposure would be able to interest them more on this field. They would make them grow up learning and increase their efforts in indulging in their particular field. I think STEM protein science in a very fine and unique way, unlike others. Does STEM make the idea of the science easier and more interesting to learn in a young age? This type of learning will definitely get the young generation's attention from early. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. I think that's a good point.
I think it's good that right now you guys are learning STEM so that the interest is there. And then plus from the teachers that we had, like I had during PGC, like they made science fun. They made
maths
fun. So I think that's a factor too. So we have to instill that interest at a young age. Yeah, so nice. Okay. So now is my part. So Kisina, you stated in your essay that, and I quote, "In the world of STEM, women are less likely to be recognized compared to men. Stereotypes have painted us to be delicate and fragile, seemingly not good enough to be part of industry. However, stumbling upon wives, I am not embarrassed to say that this statement is nowhere near the truth." So, my question is, do you think the advice given by our speakers helped you in finding in your STEM path?
Well, yes, absolutely. At first, I was actually hesitating on my career choices. I had the choice of either being a lawyer, which was encouraged greatly by my parents, or a psychologist, which is from my own interest. But after hearing the speakers' opinions on their respective fields, their respective working fields, I get more encouraged to pursue my dream compared to the one that my parents encouraged me to.
That's really good because that's our objective after all. We want to do this podcast so that our young listeners can have a plan on their STEM career later on. So that's good.
So I'm just going to take the spotlight to the representatives now.
Yeah.
Woo. You guys are Form 3. You guys are older. Can we know how it's like? How's the studying going? Like, since you guys have a big exam coming, right? Or has it passed? I'm not really sure. Like, we want to know how has it been, you know, the sudden shift to a different method of studying. How did you guys adapt to tiba-tiba kena balik rumah and to study kat rumah? And how is it like now?
So my point of view, I think studying at home is, I can say better. It's harder for me.
It's better for me.
It's because when you're at home, you have your own schedule, you have your own timing, which is, you don't have to follow all the, like, it's at school. You have to, by 6:30, you have to leave the ashrama and you have to go for dinner and night. And actually, for me, this time, you know, I can say wasting time, but I just have to follow the system.
Yes.
Because I believe that system is good, but not consistent. And at home, motivation is like, if I don't have motivation, I won't study at home. It's like, if my mom, Mama told me that I was like, okay. The benefit or like the good thing I put is I believe that the system always give motivation. Which is even you are tired, even you are busy with anything that you are doing right now, you still have to study, you still have to follow the rules, you still have to follow the system no matter what. So if study at school is more effective than
what about Tisha? Because during PGC, I didn't study as much as I should. I only studied when I was in the exam and there was a time tomorrow. because to me, that's like less motivation and less like what manifested my time in school.
then I will actually do the work. But at school, we have like deadlines and like whomever send the next day. Force yourself to do it.
So you would say so that you. You would say that you're a structured person, lah. You like and having. You like to know what you're going to do next. Yeah. Instead of kalau being at home, there's like your bed, tiba-tiba nak keluar makan ke.
I don't have a bed.
Yeah.
I don't have
a
Wi-Fi.
So,
like, take a bed,
and
use it in the wrong way.
Melissa, you mean? Oh,
sorry. Is it
you
want to
go?
No, I just want to ask one question to our representatives. So since DKC is an all girls school, right? Do you think this stereotype of a woman in STEM is still there among you guys, among young people? Hello?
Still in STEM
school, sorry? No, I mean like since DKC is an all girls school, right? So, do you think that the stereotype of girls or women being in STEM is still there?
From what I see, like I also robotic team. There's still many competitions that we participated in, and kids are also encouraged students to join all the STEM stuff. Like R&D, can we say coding is STEM?
Yeah, it is. It's part of engineering.
I also do coding for hackathon competition. So I think STEM still ongoing.
That's great. Do you know that? Oh, sorry. Just me.
There's also like a lot of other competitions that we have seen that
I've
had, so
they're
like
a
nice
challenge
as well.
Wow. I think that most of us here, like even in the audience point, our first time coding is in university. So that's great that you guys are starting coding now.
I just want to say, like, for the five of you, you guys are really fortunate to be exposed to this stuff, and like it's great that you're exposed to this and you see, you know, how STEM is. Macam certain schools certain kids in some schools they're not about science, but the facilities in their schools are not accommodating, and macam that factor leads them on not doing STEM, which they want to do, but they can because they didn't have a really good foundation of understanding. Melissa, can you talk about the water harvesting project?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Oh, me. Oh, so basically, I already asked Ahmad to undergo that system. Oh, what happened to him in school? But the thing is, Jampat doesn't give me. He said that it's high costed. So, my attention or like that I could undergo or implement that school is not that the Jampat like something. And about what I was thinking too, basically. My aim or like is to actually to help people like out there. Like, you know, some people like there's masalah kewangan semua tu kan. So macam they have financial problem and all so on so forth. And what I was thinking macam I think actually it's low costed hanya murah, and kalau kita berjalankan dekat apartment ataupun mana-mana condominium ke apa, dia macam dapat kurangkan cost bill and bantu all the residents to gain water easily. Actually at Selangor, you know, Selangor
tak ada air. Selangor air.
I think government should encourage
the water harvesting. I'm definitely going to read about water harvesting with how you explain it. So interesting. So to the second and first formers, the winners of our essay, I want to ask, are you guys going to be joining a lot of projects like your big sisters over here?
Yes, definitely, because here in TKC, you are given the opportunity. So, in other places, there are no such bidahan to extend as stated. So, here we already have, the opportunity, so I think we should be very wise.
I just want to say I'm quite amazed with how all of you are, like, Baru Form 1, Form 2, Form 3, like, you guys are, there.
They talk so well.
All you guys have to do is just keep studying, keep understanding, mostly keep learning.
Alright, so shall we move on to the Q&A session right now?
Yeah.
Alright, sure. So this session is open to all the audience. So ask questions to our guests or to the WISE committee. So any questions?
I think we have some questions.
Pretty sure we have.
Don't worry, I don't think the questions are.
Alright, sorry, I just wanted to butt in. I've been listening to all of you guys. I'm actually and honestly amazed. I couldn't stress that out. Well, you need all of you, all five of you, especially Maria, Christina, and all of you, the rest of the winners as well. You came prepared, and you guys were well articulated. You're composed in answering your question. That's the thing that a lot of us didn't have when we were young. And believe me, I came from a normal school back when I was at your age, and we didn't actually have a lot of that kind of exposure back in schools. And the reason, slowly as time went by, I built up myself. So to gain that kind of confidence and try to be more composed and try to actually gain my curiosity in science, in education. But that's not the case for you guys. You guys already start young and you guys have the very best of facilities, support system, friends, and education, back at TKC. So use it, to your advantage. Not a lot of people have that kind of opportunity, so you guys were very opportunate, and also very lucky to be there. So do not waste it. I mean, like, you just keep your curiosity as high as it should be. And your teacher has been very accommodating in providing you guys with all those stuff. So use it wisely. And that's just my comment. And I don't particularly have any question to give out to you guys, but I do wanted to say something out loud. Just so that you guys could know what this whole project bring value to. So this is what actually I'm seeking from younger generation, especially women in science, technology, engineering, and maths. And you guys did really well. And for that, I would like to say kudos to all of you.
Yay!
Thank you.
Now we're open to our opportunity. Anyone else want to ask questions? If you want to comment,
I have a question.
You can answer, definitely. Ask us anything.
From your observation, why is STEM in Malaysia not as known or accomplished as other countries?
Do you want to ask the ladies or?
You don't mind.
Zu, you want to answer first, then I'll go.
I'm still thinking. I think you should go for that.
Okay, I think, personally, your question was why is STEM in Malaysia is not advanced as other countries, right? That was the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think as a country, we are not appreciative enough on science. So, you can track this back. Like, our culture is built on, we are very tight-knit culture. you cannot question stuff, right? If you question, your parents would get mad. So that's one of the reasons that macam kat kita punya stem is not berkembang macam negara. You can see like, let's say Germany, right? They say that they're the best in engineering, and they are, because like they are literally everywhere. They're in technology, they're in automotive, Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, I'm sorry, Audi. And yeah, that's my opinion. So what you guys should do now is like just question everything.
I think one of the reasons why that maybe like our nation is not as advanced is because we didn't start at a young age. What I observe a lot, especially for technology. I don't know if it's because I'm from computer science, but what I observe is that, especially in TKC, we're not exposed to those kind of technology punya side. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
I think what Zoo said is correct, because in high school I took ICT.
Yeah, in TKC you don't have.
I had the option of taking ICT during Form 4. So you guys could talk to your teachers or your, you know, groups. I mean, like maybe implement a program for the kids that want to pursue technology. Because since I was in Form 4, back in the day, I was already learning about Visual Basic and
programming. Yeah.
Assembling computers and all. Then it really helped me a lot, and I'm very grateful for that too. Okay, can we have Alpha's opinion?
Oh, I think the reason why STEM is less prominent in Malaysia compared to other countries is because I feel like we are pretty much undeveloped. I mean, again, relating to Zhu's point that we don't start from a young age. For example, some schools many schools in Malaysia, we don't have enough equipment. For example, if you're taking biology, some schools, they don't have enough money to buy the correct equipment and apparatus to boost them, to actually learn and put theories into practice for them. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why it's less developed, because we don't invest put STEM into practice, to learn STEM from a young age. So I think that's probably why we're falling behind in STEM.
Farah, can we have your opinion? These kids really want to hear them.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Alpha. Even my example, during high school, my lab, we don't have a lot of facilities, and sometimes we have to go to the school beside us that join their science fair and all that stuff. So I think a lot of the time it's because of the facilities. We cannot do a lot of experiments and all that. So I believe we have to invest more. Those kind of stuff.
I hope that answered your question, Tisha. Maybe some a new perspective, you could say that. Do Maria, Dania, and Christina have any questions for us?
Have a question.
Okay.
Since you guys are studying in STEM, so in our community, is undeniable that science, the math, engineering is very, very silly. It's like a killer subject.
Yes, it is.
Don't pursue math, if not, you study hard, study harder than other courses. So, since you guys are studying, in your personal opinion, is STEM really that hard, really that challenging?
I want to
answer.
Okay, this is my opinion, okay? Like, in anything in life, if anything is hard, but if we have the passion to do it, I don't think it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you.
Yeah, if it's or mathematics, I don't have passion in that. That's why I can't do it. But when it's related to technology, I'm very passionate about it. That's why I think it's easy. For me, science and mathematics is hard because I don't have enough passion. Yeah, passion is important.
Maria, can I ask what is your favorite subject in STEM? So I can give my opinion on it.
I think my favorite subject is both math and science. It depends.
Okay.
Because this subject, this topic are a little bit harder, it's a little bit easier. So I think it depends. But right now, currently, I think my favorite subject is science.
Science. So I think you are correct. Like science and math, they cannot be separated at all.
They are together.
They are like, like when the names are different, they are like there. You know, macam, okay, let's take example like chemical engineering. Let's see. On one side, you have the science aspect of it. On the other side is you have to do calculations. And I understand my host's point on passion, but there's another factor that plays into hand. It's you need to understand that working hard is more important than being talented. Like, working hard will always beat if some people are just like, memang pandai. Trust me on this one. Working hard will get you to places.
True. Also, it doesn't matter where you're studying. If you don't put your heart and soul into it, then it's no use. You have to have that will to study.
I sekolah mendengar.
That's my advice.
I'm turning out well, I think. Hopefully. I don't know, I should ask my parents after this.
Yeah, we're all doing well, I think.
Dania and Kisina have any questions?
I think from the audience.
Audience?
Hey, guys.
Hi, who is that?
Guys?
Oh, okay. Hi, someone.
How you guys doing? Actually, I'm really impressed with how you guys present yourself just now, and right now I have one question for you guys. Okay, how do you see 10 years from now if you are given a chance to be part of STEM field? Okay, that's it.
I think what someone says is trying to convey is what field of STEM you guys think that you would join, but understand it's okay if you change your mind in 10 years.
Yeah, it's kind of them.
You punya estimation, what field you guys are going to be in that. We'll start with the representatives first.
Sorry, what field?
Yeah, macam kan ada STEM. In 10 years, do you think you'll join science or you'll join technology, engineering or math?
I think I'll do math. Because I love math and also I love science. But I think that because I look at things.
Science!
I would say science. What about the winners? You guys are still the last 10 years. Are you going? Which field are you guys going to?
For me, my major course would probably be science.
I really love to join science because I think I enjoy bio very much.
Because I'm interested at
animals and humans, because you know what happened in ourselves.
Yeah. For me, currently it will be science because that's what I like. But my father himself is an engineer, and my sister are forced, not only forced, but are encouraged to be engineer because my dad encouraged it. So if I'm not in science, I guess be in engineering.
So, what about Tisha? We missed her, right? What would you think?
Biology is quite interesting to get to know what happened to our body and how it works. And I want to classify medicine. Since I'm trying to get medicine, maybe I could find a new cure or something, and that sounds very interesting.
Melissa. Melissa, you stated that you wanted to take physics, right?
Yeah.
In UTP, we offer applied physics. It's a course.
Sorry?
In UTP, in UTP, there's a course applied physics. So I'm just telling you. Even like if you want to, I don't know, pursue computer science or IT,
engineering.
I know.
I wanna answer Maria's tadi. Maria, there's a lot of. You need to know there's a lot of engineering fields. So what I would do now is research about them slowly, macam see which one you are interested the most. There's chemical, there's mechanical, there's civil where they build building.
The one the engineers are most attracted to, I think electrical engineering, because my sister is studying that and it looks hard,
but I just want to say UTP offers electronic engineering. I'm just saying.
Keep your options open.
I think we're nearing the end of our session.
Are there any more questions from the floor?
I think that's all.
I have one question. I want to ask Mr. Haras.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr.
There's a discrimination. I think there's a discrimination, which is guy, we look down at girls. If, like, girls in STEM and at construction site. So, from your personal point of view, what do you think women is like? Or like, what do you think of women is like?
Okay, I think for boys, right, it's the main reason why they look down on women is because the way they were raised by their parents. Some boys in Malaysia, your mother has to cook, your mother has to clean. And I don't blame them, but it's their responsibilities to be better. Because I was raised not to do that. I had a very garang mother and she raised me right. And to your point that woman in construction, like, I personally feel that the problem is there. It's really there. Macam, as these companies, memang dia orang nak, like, I mean, guys to be in construction, so what? And what women can do is just show that you're more than what they think. That you can do better than these guys. Like, you can mentally prepare, yes. And I wish all the best to you guys. Like, you guys are in the right direction. You guys are like really, really, you guys have strong opinions, you have strong beliefs. And I couldn't be more excited of your future. I was actually worried about Malaysia's future, but after listening to you guys' punya stories and opinions, I think we're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
We just have to.
Okay, this is a last question for all of you, before we wrap up our final episode. What are your thoughts on our WISE podcast? Do you think it's a good initiative? Will you be sharing our project to other people that you think would love to listen? We want to hear your feedback.
So, I think that this podcast really helped because as I was doing the essay, I was listening to the podcast. My classmates, they hear the podcast together with me. And most of my classmates, they have the, like, they wanted to be scientists. You know, these careers are, like, very academic, like, you can't scientists, it's hard, you don't have time for your family. But listening to the podcast, listening to the all the women in STEM that I invited, they feel more encouraged. And to myself, I feel more encouraged to join STEM after reading the podcast.
Hey.
Yeah, I would like to
good
thank
to hear.
Encouraging me.
Also, if you guys have any questions, just follow us on Instagram and drop your questions on the comment. Like, I will personally answer. Like, kawan korang pun kalau diorang, they have questions, just you can DM the WISE Instagram account and we'll answer them. Even though we're still studying.
But there's one problem.
Is
it
like
social media?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tak apa, tak apa. Nanti apa ni? Korang cuti apa ke?
Lama lagi.
It's okay, but we're back though. Do you have any other feedback?
Yeah. Any suggestions?
At first when I heard about podcast, I wasn't that sure because I'm not that one that listens to people talk because I find it boring. But when I listen to the podcast, I find it quite interesting because there's actually like something that can relate to me and I understand and I hope that I can also share this with my other friends because they also do think it's quite something to relate to their kind of. But now it looks like something that we should do because it sounds to me very interesting. Yeah, that's it.
So before we end the session, we want to give some encouraging words the host wants to give some encouraging words. And Zoo, ladies first, what they say?
Encouraging words?
Yep, for these kids.
For the girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm qualified to say, but
you are.
If anything you do it with passion. I think that's my driving motivation every day. Like, I really want to do computer science. I really want to do my certification. So that's the thing that drives me every day. If you like it, then go for it. And also, plus the hard work. Yeah.
Okay, I just have something just short and simple. Do it for you and no one else. Anything that you do, do it for you. And Alpha? Encouraging words?
I think make sure you don't be scared of failures because every time you fall, you're just going to get back up twice the stronger. And yeah, you'll see the bigger picture at the end. So don't be scared and just continue your hard work and passion.
Betul tu. Sebab if it doesn't make you uncomfortable, then you'll never grow. You have to be uncomfortable every time. You have to deal with it. Macam.
Yeah, I understand. Because to me, a mistake is its own lesson.
Mm-hmm. Farah?
Farah?
Do your homework, girls.
Yeah, do you? That's funny.
Yeah, he's trying to convey is do your homework.
Set yourself up to fail.
Listen to your teachers.
I just want to say always have a perspective. Do your homework.
I think before we end, we just
yeah.
Okay, I think he wants to say something.
Mm-hmm. the Ketua is back.
The Ketua is back.
The Ketua is here again. Well, I also have a few things to say. I always refer myself so, a
living. I can't remember how this trade.
Is Farah still
there? when you're out in when the tour song.
You're good there, Farah?
Damn, lagi dia habis cakap dulu.
I think she having a connection issue. That goes without saying. I would like to see myself a living example. If you ever fall back below or fall down, just don't hesitate to pick yourself up, because life is hard. You're gonna get somewhere, or you're probably gonna hit a wall. But just keep going. You know, it's hard to pick yourself up, but eventually once you stand up back again, you probably just keep walking on. So that's that.
It's okay, proceed.
So I'll sum so I'm gonna tell a bit about myself. I'm actually 27 years old and still in a second year degree. So I don't see that as a hindrance, but it's just a motivation for me that I should have finished what I'm doing right now. So the clear goal is ahead of me, and it's getting clearer on each day. So I keep seeing that as a motivation for myself to keep going. So I wanted for everyone else to feel the same and to see the same way too. So that if you ever were to fall down or get tracked back behind in life, but don't feel sad about it. Feel sad. You know, definitely feel sad. You're not wrong to feel sad. Just feel sad about it, but just not too long. Alright? Just have the courage, the guts, the strength to pick yourself up and just continue. Keep living, keep educating yourself, keep finding new things to learn, because life is long. So that's my word for it, I guess. So I see a great future ahead of you, and you guys are doing really well.
Make sure you girls are taking care of your mental health too. Like, yeah. Talk to your friends if you're sad,
yes,
you feel lonely.
Don't stress.
Like, in case, I didn't.
Like, dulu, like, when we grew up, it was kind of a stigma. But right now, don't make it a stigma. Talk to your friends, cry, sembang, borak.
Selalu, kan? I know, you guys. I was like that too. Thank you.
Alright, Zoo, I think you can wrap it up.
Alright, so with that ends our final episode.
Yay! You're done.
We would like to say thank you to all the girls here. So to Melissa, Tisha, Danya, Maria, and Christina. So
thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to join us on the podcast today, even though it's a Saturday. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And special thanks to our committees too for joining us on the interview. All right, I think that's all. Thank you guys. Goodbye.
Thank you for having us.
And that is all for the last episode. It has been an amazing journey for all of us.
Once again, we would like to take a moment to thank UTP, our supervisors, our guest speakers, Dr. Lee Saw Im, Ms. Hanisha Aznul, Ms. Lim Chia Wee, Dr. Wan Ainun, all the Form 1, Form 2 and Form 3 students from TKC. And not to forget the WISE crew for managing WISE, and also to you, the listeners.
We hope everyone enjoyed all the episodes. If you want to hear our episodes again, they will still be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and also iTunes.
Alright, I guess that is all from us. We, the hosts, were honored to be accompanying all of you throughout the whole 6 episodes of WISE. So that is all from me, Zoo.
Harris,
Alpha,
and Farah, and we are signing off as your hosts. Till we meet again, goodbye and thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.